Amen. I'm thankful for the mercy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not very long-winded, so don't get nervous. Praise the Lord. If Brother Savage preached 2 hours this morning, I'm not going to add much to it. Amen. But I'm glad the Lord found me, amen, when I was on the rocks of sin. And again, I constantly say it. Not that I don't have anything else to say. I'm just forever grateful that He found me. When I think of the odds of coming back to God, you know, when you're just lost, it's just you don't really have, if you look at the statistics, you don't have a very good chance of making it back to God. But I'm glad we got a God who don't look at the odds, amen. He just looks at that soul and He's always reaching and seeking. Amen. Let's turn to John 8 and verse 36. Again, I promise you I'm not very long-winded. If I do get too long-winded, just cut my mic off and I'll get them to sing some more. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 8 and verse 36, say amen if you got it. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Savage, would you pray over the message, brother?
Father, we pray that your presence
would continue
to brood over this congregation.
In the name of Jesus, would you speak to me, God, would you please anoint me to preach your word, God, without fear, or with boldness, God, and to help somebody here tonight.
Hey, man, I was driving down the road. I had a couple of thoughts, and I just couldn't get away from this, and I don't know all the stories here, but this is what the Lord laid on my heart. I want to preach a little while on paralyzed. Paralyzed. Life has a way of paralyzing people, amen? A lot of different ways that life can come in and just change who you are at your core. And you look in the mirror and you're like, who is this person that I see? Amen? Anybody been there? What happened to me? Where was I a week ago? I was talking about Brother Ryan. I remember when he was in the hospital and he was laying there, brother, and he was basically paralyzed. He had tubes coming out of him everywhere, and the look in his eye, the fright and the fear, and he looked up at me, and I could just see that he was like, what happened? Why am I here? 30 years old, walking through life, fine, gets a chest pain, goes to the doctor, hey, buddy, you got a widowmaker, we're going to have to cut you open. We're going to have to open your heart up. Anybody, I've never faced anything that severe. I know there's people here that's been through severe trials that have paralyzed. Them. The devil likes to take Christian people and take healthy people and take wholesome people and inject life into them and paralyze who they are. You've seen people come to church and they've got that 1,000-yard stare. And you know they're here, but their mind is on their problem, on their circumstance, on what's going on in their lives. When you see a backslider, I remember, Sister Charlotte, when I was backslid on God. And I'll breeze through this. I promise I'm not very long-winded. I'll get to my point. When I backslid on God, I was out in sin, brother. And people like Brother Ricky was a constant witness to me. And I appreciate that, Brother Ricky. And it does make a difference. And Sister Savage, when I would run into her, she would always have a word of encouragement. And that goes somewhere. But the devil, as soon as you would get away from these good people, the devil would begin to get in your mind and say, you know, if you get back in church, Nathan, you're never going to last. You're going to fall again. You know God's put a call in your life. I've known I've had a call in my life for years, brother. But I was so scared that I would fall and embarrass my family, embarrass myself, embarrass my church, that I would just resist it. Well, I'm not spiritual enough. I can't make it. And I was paralyzed with that fear. Amen. You may have seen me on the outside. I was always making a joke or having fun. But inside, I was paralyzed by the fear of failure. Amen. One of the greatest weapons that the devil uses on backsliders when they're before they get in church and after they get in church is he constantly throws in your face your past and how you're never going to overcome your past and how people are only going to see your past and how you can never do anything for God. But my Bible says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you put your sins under the blood of the cross, you are free indeed. Your sins are cast into the depth of the sea. Oh, it encouraged me to see Sister Charlotte singing the songs of Zion and Brother Dickie playing the piano. That done something for me, because I've been there when Brother Dickie was lost, and I was there when Sister Charlotte was lost. And I remember when she came in my office looking for a car, and she had that 1,000-yard stare I was talking about. But you know what I see tonight? I see someone that was paralyzed by sin, that God said, I'm going to set them free. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay there. Amen. I got a friend named Joe Dismore. Some of y'all may know him. Brother Savage probably knows him. Great guy. Talented. Can play the piano. Can sing. Unbelievable singer. And he joined the military and he's gone. He's just gone, Brother Ricky. I mean, he's gone. He's gone. He called me up when I was in sin and we would talk about church. And I told him, I said these words. I said, I don't think there's no hope for me and you, Joe. I said, we've known too much. We've had the power of God in our lives. We've seen it. We know what it's about. We know and we've rejected it. I said, I don't think we can ever be saved. And he said, man, that's a pretty dark point of view. I said, man, I'm just looking at it like it is. I said, because we would talk about it. You know, when old backsliders get together, all they talk about is the Lord. And we talk about the Lord. Well, I got saved, amen. And my opinion changed, amen, because I realized that if God could save me, he could save Joe. So I went to witness into Joe, amen. He texted me one Sunday morning and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking my family to church. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, he called me up. He was drunk as a skunk about 8 o'clock one night. I'd built a little house to sell up in Charlestown, and we were up there cleaning it up, getting ready to sell it. And my wife, he called me, and I put on speakerphone, and he began to lament how he was lost and how he was so drunk, he couldn't even hardly understand him. And he's a severe alcoholic, so for him to be drunk, he's got to be really drunk. And it was like 3 o'clock in Hawaii where he was stationed. Then he talked. He said, I'm not going to be like that when I'm not a drug addict. I said, Joe, you are a drug addict. I said, you just got a different kind of drug. And he began to, and finally, he was so drunk, I just hung up the phone. And the next day, he called me. And I said, Joe, I'm so encouraged. Hallelujah. He said, what do you mean? I said, when you called me last night, I said, faith arose in my heart. Then when you get saved, what a great miracle it's going to be, and how the church is going to rejoice, because I realize that even though he's paralyzed in his sin, that we serve a mighty God that's able to lift him up out of the shadows, lift him up out of the mire, set his feet on the rock, and we'll sing again. Hallelujah. If you've got loved ones that you think are so far gone, God could never reach them, just point around. Hallelujah. You're surrounded by witnesses that say God's still in the saving business. You know what scares the devil to death? Church people come to church and you get tunnel vision. Amen. Has anybody here been set free from sin? Raise your hand. Have you been set free? Was you lost? Are you saved? When the devil says God ain't saving, just look around the church. Hallelujah. You know, there was a time, I'm sure Brother Savage had to give his heart to the Lord. There was a time, Brother Silas, when you had to surrender. There was a time, Brother Ricky, where you had to say, God, I want you and I don't want the devil. And you know what? There's other people. And God is, I know I'm harping on this, but God is constantly on your trail. He's on the trail of the unsaved. He's on the trail of the backslider. He puts people in your life. Don't ever fail to witness. Don't lose your faith, because even though they're paralyzed now, God can still set them free. Can you say amen? One of the greatest things that the devil likes to paralyze people with is their health. And I mentioned Ryan. Brother Berg, when I went to Brother Berg's funeral, I don't know, was you there, Brother? Brother Berg's funeral, Brother Sanders just spoke so beautifully. And he said, I won't turn to it because I want to quote exactly what it says. 2 Corinthians 4:16. He said, the last memory he had of Brother Berg, he went to see him just days before he died. And Brother Berg had a brain tumor. I guess basically he lost a lot of his motor function. I wasn't able, he was in Kentucky. I didn't get to see him. And he said he went in there to cheer him up. And he said he came out encouraged. Amen. He said when he was walking out, after seeing Brother Berg, he was walking out the door and Brother Berg stopped him and said, hey, brother, he said, let me read exactly what it says, 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, amen, your outward man is paralyzed, the inward man is renewed day by day. He said that's the last thing he remembered him saying. When I seen Sister Savage get out and begin to walk around, she may have some paralysis in her limbs. The devil may be afflicting her body. But let me tell you something. The inward man is just a bouncing and jumping for joy, because Sister Savage realized, though the outward man may be perishing, the inward man is renewed day by day. Oh,
promise. You may be sick in body. You may have a terminal condition. But let me tell you what you've got. If you've got a terminal condition, you've got a guaranteed expedition to heaven above. I just made that up. Hallelujah. Let me tell you right now, you've got an adversary with the Father. And even though your body may fail you, you can be renewed day by day. I know, Sister Savage, I'm not picking on you, but I know you've been suffering for a while. But you know, I've never heard her say anything but an encouraging thing to me. Every time she comes to me, it's, I'm pulling for you, Brother Nathan. Are you doing good, Brother Nathan? She ain't like, oh, I'm so sick, help me pray. And I'd be fine. That's okay to do that. But you know what she realizes? That though the inward man, the outward man perish, the inward man, let me read the rest of that. I'll tell you the rest of that. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, hallelujah, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, hallelujah. Brother Ryan told me when I went down to see him, I know I've talked about him, but I just love him. He's a brother to me. When I went down to see him in the hospital, he said, I'm ready to go, Brother Nathan. He said, if it wasn't for my family, he said, I'm ready to get out here. He wasn't feeling sorry for himself, Brother Savage. He was worried about his family naturally, but he was ready to go home because he realized that the devil, you know, when the devil figures out that he can't afflict your body and discourage you, you've done whooped it because that's all he's got, because he can't pluck you out of the hand of God. You may be paralyzed in your body, but you can be free and free indeed in your heart. Hallelujah. Something I run into all the time is emotional wounds in the church. Oh God, the devil has come in, and even our church, every church, and he's paralyzed people with wounds. With emotional wounds, Brother Savage. Genuine stuff that happened. It ain't that they're making it up, Brother Silas. Stuff happens to people. People in church wrong other people. Pastors make mistakes. Members make mistakes. Some people just have one goal in life, and that's to make you bring you down. Amen? And I've seen people get so depressed and so discouraged by things. I remember we went through some things, and I'm a church kid. I've been in church all my life, and I understand that it happens, and it's just, you know, read the Bible. They had strifes in the Bible. I mean, it's just when you get a bunch of people together, even if they're all good people, they're going to have differences of opinion. Amen. And sometimes when you lose, you feel defeated. You feel paralyzed. You come to church and you sit on your pew and you're like, you know, I don't think I can shout tonight. I don't think I want to sing tonight. I don't think I can run tonight because that brother over there has this against me, or I've got this over there. You know what that is? That's just an attack of the devil to paralyze you spiritually. But you know what you got to do? There'll come a point when you got to say, get behind me, devil, and get behind me, church trouble. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. I'm going to shake off this paralysis, and I'm going to do something for God. When you're paralyzed, not only can you not do anything for yourself, you can't do anything for anybody else. Hallelujah. You've got to get free of that emotional paralysis and that shyness that grips you and that fear that grips you of what people might say or do. And you just got to push through and try to get to the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, I see people all the time. And I'm not going to be very much longer. I'm just trying to get my point across here. I see people, you know, when someone's in sin, Brother Savage, you can normally smell it. You know, if they smoke or if they drink, you can smell the alcohol, or if they have drugs, you can see the symptoms surrounding them. And they're in an ugly cage. Everybody can see it. Everybody can see that grip, that lock that sin's got on them. But what I found was at my mom's house one time. And she's got this elaborate bird cage. I mean, that thing is this big, all wood and round, and it's beautiful. Don't have a bird, don't really know why she's got the cage, but she got it. Amen. So I looked at that cage and I said, man, that is a beautiful cage. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord speak to me, Brother Ricky, and I don't say it lightly. And he said, it don't matter what color your cage is. If you're in a cage, you're just
trapped. Amen. The bird in that cage is just as trapped as the bird in the ugliest cage in the store. Amen. And you know what? I see people in church that have the right clothes. Amen. They have the right walk. They have the right length hair. They have the right length dress. Amen. They may not be covered in jewelry. You may not smell alcohol or cigarettes. But you know what? They're in a beautiful cage. And they're trapped just the same because their emotional cage has got them locked down just as bad as cigarettes or alcohol would do to you. Well, let me tell you what you can do. You can read that verse I quoted, John 8:36, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I don't care what cage you're paralyzed in. You can come out of that cage free. It's up to you and God. I know God will do His part, but will you do yours? Hallelujah. I was in my office one day. This boy come in my office. He's on a cane. And he got that cane, about 22, 25, I don't know, he comes in like that, dragging this leg. And I've sold him a couple cars, and I think we've sold him two cars. I never really talked to him. I called him, I said, hey, come to my office. He come to my office. I said, tell me your story. So he began to tell me. He said, well, just a young man. I said, I was in a car. He said, I got in a road rage. He was the guy that got mad. I don't know. He didn't tell me what happened. He was trying to chase the car down. And he went off an on-ramp and he rolled his car. And I guess he hung out of the car and the car hit him as it rolled. And he said, I don't know, a couple, 3 weeks, he was completely in a coma. He said, when he woke up out of the coma, they told him he was paralyzed. This is where God gave me this thought. And they told him he'd probably never walk again. And he laid in that coma for 20-some days. And he woke up and he laid there. He said, I stared at the wall. He said, his boy ain't a Christian, but I'm telling you, my little meter was beginning to ring. Hallelujah. He said, I laid there and I stared at that wall for days. He said, I was in the deepest, darkest depression you can ever imagine. He said, one day I was laying there and one of my coworkers, I don't even know where he worked. I think he said the fellow was an old Indian guy. He said he came in his hospital room and said, how you doing? Well, I'm paralyzed. I'm laying here in the hospital bed. He said, when I was in Vietnam, he said, I took some shrapnel in the spine. And he said, they told me I'd never walk again. And he said, I was laying in the old tent over there in Vietnam, and he said, an old nurse come in there, and this is kind of funny. He said, an old nurse come in there and said, hey, stare at your big toe and dare it to wiggle. Hallelujah. He said, that Vietnam veteran said, I stared at my toe for 3 months and dared it to wiggle, and just said, wiggle, move, work, do something. He said, one day, he said, it just did that. He said, oh, I think I seen something. He said, and it did it again. And a few days later, he said, his foot began to move. And he said, his ankle began to move. He said, his legs began to work. You know what? That old veteran told that boy that story. This boy's telling, I'm telling you, I'm getting goosebumps in my office. And that boy said, that guy left my office. He left my hospital room. He said, and I began to stare at my foot and say, move. He said, move. He said, a few weeks later, I found a little movement in my foot. And he said, and he come walking in my office. He wasn't walking perfect, brother, but he was moving. You know what happened? Somebody that was wounded went to somebody that is wounded and said, you don't have to stay wounded. Hallelujah. You're surrounded by people tonight. You're surrounded by witnesses that I guarantee you, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're going through. Somebody in this church has been through it before you have. And somebody has come through it. And what I need tonight is somebody that'll be a witness to somebody that's wounded. And that'll say, I was wounded, but God, you know what I am to you, Sister Charlotte? I think I'll come back to God first. Maybe you could look at me and say, you know what? If Nathan can get saved, I can get saved. Sister Savage, maybe you see someone over here that's got a healing, and you can say, if they got a healing, I can get a healing. Y'all get this? You don't have to stay paralyzed. Don't let the devil lie to you. You can be free indeed. Oh, let's stand all over the house. Hallelujah. Somebody come and give me a song. I said, you don't have to stay that way. It's up to you. You're surrounded by proof that you can come out of where you are in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know where you fit in. I don't know your story. I don't need to know. It's none of my business. I feel... I'm not good at this. I've only done it a few times. But I feel like tonight, and I'm not going to tarry, but if there's something in your life, and I don't care what it is, it's none of my business. Now, I didn't say you was backslid. I didn't say you was lost. I didn't say you was cold. I just said you're paralyzed. Does anybody want to make a move tonight? Does anybody want to make a move to this altar? I'm just opening it up. Anybody wants to come? Come on down here. If something's been binding you down, son, that's right. Just kneel over there and say, I'm coming out of this paralysis in the name of Jesus. Do I have anybody? Does anybody want to be set free? Is something got you bound? Let me tell you what. God can set you free tonight. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't be here preaching it to you. Hallelujah. Oh, does anybody else want to come right now just to show the devil that I'm coming out of this cage? I feel like there's a couple more that should come. Come on, sis. That's right. That right there is a witness to me, Sister Horton. Because I remember when her grandma used to witness to me. Hallelujah. And now she's a witness. And she's got children that are a witness. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about tonight. You can be paralyzed, but you can be free. Hallelujah. Let's all come and pray. Hallelujah.
Is calling daily for those who would be saved. Don't go down defeated.